Well, hi, all dear boots, Adrian, it's her best dream. Right, so we're just making a cup of tea in the garden. Yeah, so I'm just using up some gas in one of my on my little portable stove I bought before I bought the jet boil. So I'm just using a dodgy cylinder up. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about Audioboo. I've been largely silent on what's been happening with the app and what we think of Audioboo the company and what's happening with the community. So for the record, I did download the app, which lasted about half an hour. And I downloaded it on the iPad. I then proceeded to do a kind of unboxing boo, I suppose. And that didn't go too well, to be honest. It did end up in a rant, a big rant. So I pretty much think I've deleted that just to save you from another audio boo app rant. It just doesn't seem to sit with the way I want to interact with Audioboos somehow. And also some of the menus were missing titles, so you didn't actually quite sure where you were on the in the actual app itself. Took me ages to find out where my follow boos were. Anyway, I found that, so I suppose eventually I'll have to upgrade when the Audioboo app eventually packs up, I suppose. So that was that. That was that. So I've now backgraded to the previous version. I still don't really use the app, I'll be honest. I use the RSS feed. So of course, imagine my dismay when I heard Daylight Gambler talking about they've killed the RSS feeds. So thankfully, that turns out to be just a bit of a glitch. Because I already started to panic then, thinking, well, if they're going to stop the RSS feeds and force you to listen to through the app, that might be possibly the beginning of the end. Because I very much rely on, I use Downcast on for iOS. I used to use Beyond Pod when I was on Android. And for the Android lovers, Beyond Pod is a better version of Downcast. I really miss that app, actually. Anyway, that's beside the point. So, I've heard all the rants and the raves and the disappointment. But one thing I've noticed this afternoon, when I tried to upload a FLAC file, they've now appeared to have discontinued the support for FLAC files. So I'm now having to export everything in 4A. I quite like my FLAC files somehow. So that's a bit of a downgrade. But the one good thing was it did seem to upload instantaneously. So when I was looking, I was got a spare slot in the system, I don't know. I don't know. And as for all the commenting in and the rating of the apps in the App Store, well, I guess that's part of the course, isn't it? We've kind of sleepwalked into this kind of thing. It's been happening for a long time. Doesn't make it right. I don't think it's no worse than these advertisers when they advertise stuff on the TV and the radio. Daylight Gambler mentioned beauty products, and it's the same for every advertising, isn't it? They always advertise everything in the best light. And I suppose that's the way it is. You know, you're not going to have. You see, for instance, the estate agents. You know, they're possibly the worst. You know, you look online on a house, you think, oh, I'll go look at that. Looks really nice, because they isolate the house itself. And then you realise it overlooks something completely awful, like a factory estate. So, well, you don't get the true picture from the from the pictures. Now, there's a lot of talk about when Google Street View came on stream, people hated it. Vision of privacy. It is useful if you are looking for a house and you can then get on the right street and then just have, flick up and down the street and gives you a lot more measure of whereabouts you live. So I guess in that commenting like that is part of the course. You can ignore it, you can try it. At least it doesn't cost anything to download apart from a bit of bandwidth. I mean, if you look at the supermarkets when they give you stuff to all these bargains offers, you know, three for a pound and stuff, and when you realise it's cheaper to buy things individually, or two for £3, when the single ones are only a pound each, it's no worse than that. That's blatantly ripping you off. So I guess you'd always take reviews with a pinch of salt, I'll be honest. Really do. I mean, I've downloaded apps with the fantastic writing, they've been absolute pants. So I suppose if you believe the few negative comments, or the positive comments, but there are a few more negative comments now. I noticed on the, looking down the reviews, when I had a quick look, I was listening to Claire Handel, and there's a few more popped up. So where they come in after she'd recorded a boo, but there was a three or four down the bottom. 9, 10, 11. So there were more bad reviews than good reviews. So maybe that equals it up. I don't know. Yeah, so I think audio booze is, as we know, it has disappeared. And it's just a case of getting used to the new regime, isn't it? And whether it'll still be here and whether people will stop posting. Who knows? As I said before, I prefer people just to carry on doing what they're doing. But if the app makes it difficult, then you can understand why. I mean, to me, the app isn't fit for purpose. It just doesn't perform the basic functions of an app. So I just hope they don't kill the RSS feeds. You know, for things like messaging, when you've got to choose a category that doesn't exist, that's just completely bizarre. You wonder if these people, when they design these apps, actually perform basic checks on them, you know. It's extremely frustrating. But I suppose we've been there before. I've never used the app on Android. It was always pants. So it's a new app that's pants isn't nothing new to me. You just want to work a way around, and I suppose you have to get on with it. So from a bit more peaceful quiet around the back of the Ace Audio Boo, this is Turbo's dream. Go enjoy his cup of tea in relatively quiet surroundings. So once again, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next audio.